The National Audubon Society Christmas bird count is, for many people, a holiday tradition. For about a 24-hour period between December 14th and January 5th, citizen scientists look at the skies, trees, and bird feeders to identify and count as many birds as possible. It's been going on in West Virginia for 80 years and in North America for nearly 120 years. Glennis Board has this report.
That's a junco chipping. That's what I'm hearing. It's not sharp and harsh enough to be a cardinal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a lighter chip.
Bill Beatty and Jan Runyon are naturalists, educators, and birders. They recently showed me around their property in Brooke County, West Virginia. Beatty told me he was brought up in a housing project in Pittsburgh. He liked plants, he says, but birds were for sissies. In 1972, though, he had to conduct a bird survey for a college course he was taking. The first day of the survey, he saw something he never noticed before.
There were eastern bluebirds, all blue with the orange breast and some white underneath. And I'd never seen anything so beautiful in my life. And that moment changed me. I had to do 9 surveys to qualify for enough data. But after that bluebird incident, I did 27.
Later that year, on a January morning, Beatty joined a group of birders who were out counting as many birds as they could for the Audubon Society's annual Christmas bird count. He's participated every year since.
In West Virginia, we have 20 Christmas bird count circles throughout the state.
Larry Helgerman manages the Christmas bird count in West Virginia on behalf of the Audubon Society. He explains the count was created in response to a different holiday tradition.
Back in 1899, people would go out after the Christmas or after the first of New Year's, and they would shoot as many birds and animals as they could. It was a sport.
An ornithologist at the time, Frank Chapman, thought he'd try to start a different tradition.
He came up with the idea of, instead of shooting birds, why don't we just count the birds and sort of make it a conservation thing?
Christmas Day of the year 1900, 27 people across the U.S. and Canada counted about 18,000 birds of 90 species. Last year, 77,000 people across more than 2,500 locations participated. According to the Audubon Society, it's the oldest running citizen scientist survey in the world. Jan Runyon, a birder and educator in Brooke County with Beatty, says the Christmas bird count presents valuable learning opportunities for people who might just be getting into birds.
It's a good way to go with somebody who knows more about what's there. It's not overwhelming like the spring is overwhelming with all the songs and everything like that. So it's an entry-level thing that you can do to become a better birder.
Do you hear that? Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a pileated woodpecker. Some people call it pileated. And it's our biggest woodpecker. It's about the size of a crow.
The people that are the most knowledgeable about birds find that they do most of their birding, more than 50%, some even say 90%, by ear. So when you really want to know what's out there, you need to know what you're listening to.
Runyon says for someone who isn't experienced, it seems like an impossible task to differentiate between bird calls. But she says, just like you can close your eyes at a family gathering and know the difference between family members' voices, you can also learn to know the birds.
You just have to be out there and experience with them.
Beatty and Runyon love to be outside, especially this time of year. And it is very peaceful.
Now, this same spot later in the spring, like late April through May and through June into early summer, is so loud with bird songs.
Really?
Because the birds sing songs to defend their territories. And that's what they do the whole time during nesting season.
So why would this bird count happen at this time of year and not during the spring?
Well, they do have spring counts.
Okay.
Yeah, they do that. And then we're just counting numbers of species. Mm-hmm. With a Christmas bird count, we're trying to determine population.
Beatty says a lot has changed since he started observing more than 40 years ago.
It's not at all the same today. I remember going in the woods early on, and we'd have what we call a fallout. There would be these birds called warblers migrating, and then when they're hungry, they just fall into a forest. When you're in a fallout, they're everywhere. I mean, just absolutely everywhere. And we don't see it like we used to at all. There'll be fallouts, but they're much fewer birds.
Beatty explains the bird population trends gathered during the Christmas count are good environmental indicators to warn humans about various dangers. On the Audubon website now, there are even mapping tools that show how and where populations of various species have changed in the past decade. The survey's West Virginia manager, Larry Helgerman, says he's looking for more birders to participate, especially in the southern part of the state. The counts are ongoing through the first week of January. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Brook County.